the first Full Force News Burst of 2019, brought to you by generalsjoes.com with me as your host, Chris Auld Lang Syne MacLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, I am joined by Justin, Are We Still Doing This Bell, to discuss the newest updates from the upcoming G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie, including filming locations and a filming start date. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Shortly before Christmas, we were made aware of a story on Screen Rant that highlighted a late spring 2019 filming start date for the upcoming G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie, and it should also be noted that the expected release date didn't change from that March slot in 2020. It will almost certainly be pushed back to later in the year for release, otherwise we will have a very rushed and thrown together film on our hands, and nobody wants that. On top of that news, we have also heard from online news source Geeks Worldwide that locations are being scouted in Japan, Vancouver and Los Angeles. We already know that this is an origin story for Snake Eyes, with the majority of the film taking place in Japan, so that makes a lot of sense in terms of location. With the news coming in pretty regularly now, it won't be long until we hear more details about the film, including casting. Justin, fully expected locations there. Japan is a no-brainer, of course. Do any of those locations give us more clues as to what we can expect?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Vancouver and Los Angeles are both pretty common shooting locations. You know, I think like Arrow, I think, is actually pretty infamous for being filmed in Vancouver. Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing about that setting to indicate it's anywhere, you know, anywhere specific. So I think that's just kind of where they have studios set up, and I don't think it really means a whole lot. I mean, Japan, obviously, I think that is an indication that they certainly do mean to cover some of his ninja background, but I do not think like the Vancouver or Los Angeles really reflects anything specific, at least not that I can think of.
Happy that they're looking at Japan when yes. when they're actually going to be doing like an almost Japan-based movie, because in the past, I'm not sure about Retaliation. Did they really film on many locations? I don't think they did. A lot of it was CGI-based, wasn't it, for the Himalayas?
Yeah, it was. And I'm trying to remember. I mean, obviously they shot somewhere, but I don't really recall specifically any.
It looked all studio to me.
Yeah, it really did. It didn't look like there was, I mean, besides, you know, those long shots of London getting detonated by a kinetic rod, which must have made you pretty happy, but
We're always getting destroyed.
I don't
get it, but not in a good way.
They must have like stock footage of that big Ferris wheel thing like capsizing or whatever.
How many times have we seen the London Eye take a beating?
Let's do something new this time. Let's have that big round thing like explode and fall into the river. It's never happened before.
I'm pretty sure the Fantastic Four did a job on it as well. But anyway, that's best forgotten. I mean, your excitement levels must be increasing with every story that emerges now. Are you still confident of a good movie here?
Well, I mean, Bumblebee has certainly made me more confident. I mean, disclaimer, I have not seen Bumblebee yet, but all the reports are that it's much improved over the Michael Bay film. So that certainly has my hopes up. And, you know, part of me is like, well, you gotta think they've kind of learned from their mistakes and they're going about this in what appears to be a much better way, you know, shrinking the scale down.
Yeah.
And really looking at, you know, how they want to tell the story. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty positive about the early steps were heard. I mean, you know, that could all change with the announcement of who's starring in what roles. I mean, that could shift the whole landscape of opinions about the film. But at this point, I'm feeling pretty good about it still.
You mentioned the Bumblebee thing there. I mean, obviously, it's been a critical success,
yes.
You know, in terms of, like, it's a hell of a lot better than any Michael Bay movie that we've had.
Yeah.
But it's kind of slowly creeping up in the box office. I know it's obviously the lowest grossing Transformers film so far, but it's done really well worldwide and it hasn't released in China yet. So obviously that's something that could really boost that. And we will be talking about Bumblebee a bit later, but do you think the Snake Eyes movie in that case could be the Bumblebee for the G.I. Joe franchise? Or do you expect it to kind of maybe surpass the previous G.I. Joe films? I certainly hope it does.
Yeah, I hope it does too. I mean, I don't know if it will surpass them financially?
Yeah.
I think it's possible. I mean, it really depends on kind of what the initial reaction was. I would say, you know, I was kind of surprised when Transformers was venturing out in a solo movie that it chose Bumblebee. I mean, Bumblebee is obviously one of the most focal characters of the franchise, but isn't necessarily a character I would have considered as carrying a film, whereas Snake Eyes, I think, is much more likely to carry a G.I. Joe film on his own.
Yeah.
more likely than Bumblebee might have been. So I think that has me hopeful that it could certainly kind of play that same sort of role and do it in an effective way. I also would hope that, perhaps expectations are a little tapered for a Snake Eyes solo movie. You would think that the budget wouldn't quite be as high. I don't think the Bumblebee budget was huge, but there was still a lot of special effects and all that stuff that probably drove it up a little bit. So I would think they could do a Snake Eyes movie with a pretty reasonable budget
Yeah.
and still tell a good story and have it, do what it sets out to do.
So release date hasn't changed, but they're looking to film now in late spring. What do you think about that? Do you think it's doable? Do you think that time frame's doable, or do you think that we will see that get pushed back? Because I mean,
I think
I believe that was the date for the Ever Vigilant idea.
yeah, it's gotta get pushed back. I don't. I mean, there's no way we don't even have any single cast members decided upon yet, So
That we
I
know
think
of.
that we know of, exactly. That's true. So yeah, I mean, you would think they've got to have some cast chosen already if they're talking about shooting in late
Yeah.
spring. I mean, and it also, I guess, depends what they mean by late spring. Late spring could be June, it could be March, it could be May.
November.
Yeah, November. It's pretty late spring.
It's going to be March 2020. That's how late spring it's going to be.
So yeah, I don't see how they could start filming in even, say April and have it all done and ready to launch by, basically a less than a year from then. That just does not seem realistic.
I know we haven't had many news bursts recently. Obviously, the Christmas break had a lot to do with that, but there hasn't. It's gone very quiet across the board. I mean, the two stories that we're talking about now, one came up like a couple of days ago, and the other one has been around since before Christmas. So the G.I. Joe landscape's gone a bit quiet, but not just that, but the Hasbro landscape has gone quiet. Now, there were stories coming out of Hasbro left, right, and center before. You know, we kind of broke up for the Christmas holiday. I don't mean like a relationship.
It's not you, it's me, Chris.
So I fully expect as soon as this one goes out that we'll have full casting.
Probably.
Probably in a few minutes, actually, when we come off this call, we'll be like, oh look, it's all over. The G.I. Joe Facebook groups and everything.
I was trying to think of a clever quip about which star could be announced in 10 minutes to totally ruin the show, but I couldn't even. I'm so out of the Hollywood loop. I can Jason Momoa as Snake Eyes or something crazy like that. I don't know. I would see that movie. Holy, that'd be incredible.
Oh man, he'd be more of like a Quinn or yeah, that'd be a good take on Quinn actually. But anyway, like I mean, we're probably going to be talking casting soon when we get that information coming out, and we have in the past. I mean, we've discussed who we'd like to kind of see in the role, but we're both very much in that camp of just not really knowing who's there and available and who would. Well, it's difficult. It really is. I think obviously if you're in that industry, if you're in the casting industry. If you're in the movie industry, then there are going to be names that are coming up all over the place, and probably going to be people throwing their hat in the ring as well, like saying, I'd love to do this. So there must be people out there. We're just not seeing it. I feel like there are more people available for other roles. I feel like, there are people I can think of for like Flint and Duke and those kind of guys way ahead of Snake Eyes, mainly because you don't see his face. And obviously where Ray Park was
Exactly.
perfect, he's like a stunt performer.
You don't hear his voice, you don't see his face. So I mean, it really could be anybody. But of course, Hasbro has said this is going to be an origin story. We are, from the sounds of it, they're plan on showing his face and having his voice, but it could be whatever they really want it to be, because it isn't unestablished. I mean, yeah, of course, the Marvel comic, kind of insinuated he was a blonde haired guy who wore sunglasses a lot and clean shaven or whatever, but still, they could do whatever they wanted with it.
Hayden Christensen come back, do you reckon?
No, God.
Oh God, I'm yeah. Well, we'll obviously as soon as we find out, as soon as the casting news drops, we'll be all over that like a, I don't know, like the people that we are on these news stories. anyway, Justin, thanks for jumping on and chatting
Sure.
about those updates, and we'll be doing one in a few seconds anyway about Bumblebee. So
Yeah.
don't worry, guys, you're going to be getting more news bursts two in a row, in actual fact. So anyway, thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.